Welcome to Identitalks, the show where we unpack the technologies and trends shaping digital trust. Today, we'll be diving into a problem that every business faces, but few admit out loud. Humans are the weakest link in security. But before we start, here's a shout out. If you haven't checked out our previous podcast on why securing credentials matters for enterprises, make sure you do so. It'll give you some good context for what we're diving into today. Now back to the uncomfortable truth. Humans are unpredictable. Users might click on phishing links, download risky apps, or even jailbreak their devices. No matter how strong your policies are, you can't fully control human behavior. So if we can't control the human, what can we control? The answer is our app. And to talk about how to make apps resilient even on compromised devices, we have a product specialist from YesSafe.
Thank you for having me. You've really nailed the problem. We have to design for the reality of the ecosystem, not some ideal scenario. Devices are inherently risky, and our app defenses need to reflect that reality.
And that risk becomes your problem the second a user logs in. So let's get tactical. How do we start building a fortress around our app in this hostile environment?
First, accept that you can't trust the device. You have to validate everything. That's the core of our approach with the App Protect Plus suite. It's a layered defense designed for this exact reality.
Walk us through those layers. What's the first line of defense on a potentially poisoned device?
The first layer is App Shield. It's the app's own personal bodyguard. It runs inside your app, constantly checking its environment. Is the device jailbroken? Is another app trying to overlay a fake login screen? It identifies and blocks these threats in real time.
So App Shield is the on-body armor, but the app needs to talk to your servers. How do you protect that line on a device where other apps might be listening?
That's App Connect. It ensures only your genuine app can connect to your backend and encrypts all data with post-quantum encryption. So even if a malicious app is snooping, all it sees is gibberish.
And the threats outside the phone? The fake apps and phishing sites that users accidentally download or visit?
We can't stop the user from searching and clicking, but we can remove the trap. App Scout is our external threat intelligence. It scours app stores and the web for impersonations, and our team actively works to take them down.
Okay, so you've got active defenses inside the app, secure comms, and you're scouting the external threat landscape. That's a powerful trio. But this generates a ton of data. How does a business know it's all actually working? And more importantly, how do they prove it to regulators?
That's the critical next layer. This is where AppPulse and App.ai come in. AppPulse is our central nervous system. It's a live dashboard that gives you the telemetry. You can see what's happening in real time, from attack attempts blocked by AppShield to takedowns initiated by AppScout. But data alone isn't enough. App.ai is the AI brain. It analyzes all those patterns, predicts emerging attacks, spots subtle anomalies, and this is key. It can automate the generation of compliance evidence for audits. It turns your security data from a burden into your strongest strategic asset for proving trust.
So it's not just about stopping the attack, it's about having the proof that you did. This is a powerful ecosystem, but I need to ask, does this actually work in the real world, with real users making mistakes?
Absolutely. Let me give you some real examples. In Singapore, a major bank rolled out App Shield and immediately stopped a wave of overlay attacks. At the same time, AppPulse gave them the clear analytics to show regulators exactly how those threats were being neutralized. In Thailand, a fintech used App Scout to identify and take down over 200 phishing domains in just 3 months, saving thousands of users from credential theft. In Malaysia, a leading e-wallet deployed App Connect with post-quantum encryption. Every transaction locked end-to-end. Fraud attempts dropped dramatically. And in Hong Kong, App.ai flagged the pattern of thousands of tiny, abnormal login attempts across different devices, a credential stuffing campaign. It was caught and stopped before it could ever impact a single real user.
Those are powerful examples. It shows that when you connect the dots, you don't just meet compliance. You actually cut fraud and strengthen customer trust, despite human error. Now, I can imagine our listeners, the CIOs, the heads of digital, are thinking, this sounds great, but where do I even start?
It's about a phased approach. Don't try to boil the ocean. Start with your most critical assets, the apps and the data that drive your business. Phase one, secure the core. Start with AppShield and AppConnect. This immediately covers your two biggest risks. Phase two, expand visibility. Once that's solid, layer on AppScout and AppPulse. Now you're looking outward and inward. Phase three, add intelligence. Finally, integrate app.ai. This is where you move from reactive defense to proactive prediction.
I like that. Manageable and strategic. So what's the next leap? Where is this all heading?
The future is adaptive security. Imagine AppScout discovers a new phishing domain. Instantly, AppShield on every user's device receives a signal to immediately harden its authentication. With AI coordinating these signals, security becomes predictive and adaptive. It responds to the landscape in real time.
From static protection to a living, breathing immune system. Wow, today has been a masterclass. Thank you.
My pleasure. Remember, you can't fix human nature, but you can absolutely build an app that's resilient to it.
And that's the goal. Thank you for joining us today. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Identitalks. Until next time, stay safe, stay compliant, and stay resilient.